Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes.
Mr. Van Morrison, ladies and gentlemen. One of my favorite Irishmen. That's Moondance, one of his best ever. One of the best songs ever. One of my favorites for sure. Seven Tail. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Brad Houston's here too. Brad's a great friend of ours, original founding members of our Brain Trust. Folks, he does a bi-weekly webinar that I really want you to take advantage of. He's going to give you a big discount. Was it 50% discount? Is that right, Brad?
It was actually 33%.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, you were close, though. You're within 17%.
He's going to give you a big discount. I don't care how much it is. It's going to be a big one off of this. Now, if they sign up for that webinar, it's on sales management and sales, folks. If they sign up for that, the price gets them how many of these?
Every month, we bill in three-month increments.
Okay, all right.
All right, so it's for your listeners, it'll be $100 a month, and they'll get two webinars that they can access.
Two a month, okay, good.
If they want, yep.
Okay, that's what I mean, but they get two webinars for that price.
Correct, yep.
That's a heck of a deal, folks. Please check that out. Don't let me chastise you. Whenever I chastise people for not doing training, if you do stuff like what Brad's offering you, you can yell back at me and say, that's not me, I'm training. So, folks, try this. Give it a shot, and I think you'll like it. Brad does a good job. IAStraining.com. All right, Brad, what's the next communication thing we need to know about for us?
Well, I think we need to talk about what I call the communication model, and that's where way too often, and don't take this wrong, but people ask questions just to hear themselves talk or to get attention or... We make our owners and the managers the answer man and think they need to answer every question. And, you know, boss, can I give them a discount on this? Can I give them a discount on this? And so on and so forth. So I like to implement what I call the three W's with my staff. And that is, what is the issue? Number one. Number two, what are the options that we have available to us? And then number three would be, what is your idea for a solution to this?
What do you
think? So that we actually encourage our people to think themselves about issues and
so when process. when they bring you something, this is what you ask them?
Yes. So what's the issue? What are the options that we have available to us? And then what do you recommend? What do you think would be best for the company?
Mm-hmm.
And it actually encourages people to think a little bit and not rely on the owner or the manager to come up with all the answers.
This is
question.
Where over the years I've said, I tell my employees, and I'm going to start using this one. Your model is better than mine. I've just said, don't bring me a problem unless you bring me a solution with it.
Yeah, that's exactly
even,
right.
Even though...
way to say what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, yeah, but I like yours better. But, I mean, even when I tell them, I say, look, never mind if you think we're going to use your idea or not. We may or we may not. But at least give me the enough to believe that you've thought about this enough that it really needs to be brought to my attention, and that you've thought about it enough that you've come up with an idea.
Yeah, and, you know, you and I have always been kind of rebels, and I've always thought, you know, I'd rather beg forgiveness than ask permission.
Absolutely. That's more fun that way.
On the other hand, that hasn't worked out for me so well in a couple situations. So
I've still got some knots on my head, too.
Yeah, there you go. So in communicating...
The handcuff marks are the worst, though. They're the worst.
Yes, and I just don't want people bringing me a bunch of problems without their idea for a solution. And that's when we communicate with the three W's, I think that handles the issue, handles the problem. So,
well, that's where you differentiate the engaged people from the complainers.
Exactly.
Yeah, if somebody brings you a problem with a solution, that person is probably one of your engaged people. What do you think?
Yes. I would absolutely agree with that, and that's what I want is people that are engaged and thinking and proactive and trying to come up with ideas themselves.
And Brad, how about this? If they go through your little gauntlet here, the issue, what's the issue, what are the options, what's your idea, if they go through that with you once and it burns them so much that they never bring it back to you, then you probably have identified one of your unengaged employees.
Yes, or we have also...
Because if they can't...
get it, as a training opportunity to where we don't need to answer the question again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Indeed.
Because I've been trying to figure out how can you tell? You know, sometimes people are unengaged, and you can't really tell because they show up on every day.
Right.
But to me, if they never give you any feedback, if they never push back on you, to me, that's kind of a tip-off that they're not engaged. What do you think?
Yep, I would say you're 100% correct on that.
IAStraining.com, folks. Check out, I encourage you to check out Brad's, I don't get commission or anything for this. He's too tight. He won't give me anything for this. But please check out his twice-a-month sales training programs, one for management, one for salespeople, IAStraining.com. Hey, Brad, good luck, and come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. Have a great day.
Brad Huskin, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Brad joined us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.